Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on percussion layer balance for a deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. And I mean deep, because this is one of those drum and bass areas where it's very easy to get excited and just keep stacking more stuff, more shakers, more ghost hits, more tribal percussion, more loop layers, more reverb. But in jungle, more does not automatically mean better. The real skill is making the percussion feel alive, dark, and powerful, while still leaving space for the kick, the snare, and especially the bass line. So the goal here is not to build the busiest drum section possible. The goal is to build a percussion ecosystem that feels energetic, readable, and atmospheric. Think wet, shadowy, organic, and controlled. We're going to use stock Ableton devices and a very practical workflow. EQ8, drum bus, compressor, glue compressor, utility, autofilter, saturator, reverb, echo, and some envelope or clip gain editing for transient control. Before we touch any effects, let's set the mindset. Start with 3 to 5 percussion layers max. That's the sweet spot for this kind of track. If you go past that too quickly, the groove can turn into a blurred wall of motion, and you lose the impact that makes jungle hit so hard. A strong starting stack usually looks like this. One main break for the core groove and punch. One top loop for movement and sparkle. One ghost layer for subtle atmosphere and swing. One organic texture layer for that forest ruin, rain on metal, tribal, dusty jungle identity. And then, if needed, a percussion bus to glue it all together into one living rhythm section. Let's begin with the foundation, the main break. This is your rhythmic anchor. Put it on an audio track and make it sound solid before anything else comes in. If the main break doesn't feel good by itself, the other layers will just be compensating for problems. A typical starting chain here is EQ8, then drum bus, then compressor or glue compressor, then utility. With EQ8, clean up sub-rumble first. A gentle high pass somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz is usually enough. You're not trying to thin the breakout, you're just removing the stuff that doesn't translate musically. If the break feels boxy, try a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. If it's dull, a little high shelf can help. But stay subtle. Jungle breaks need attitude, not glossy polish. Next, use drum bus slightly. A bit of drive can add density and bring out the character in the transients. Keep the drive somewhere in the 5 to 15% zone as a starting point. Usually keep boom off for this kind of arrangement because the low end needs to stay clean for the sub. If you want a touch more bite, add a little transient emphasis, but don't crush the swing. Then add compression, but only enough to gently level the break. A ratio around 2:1:4:1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's the kind of control that holds things together without flattening the groove. And finally, use utility to keep the break centered and to trim level if needed. You want the break to be the reference point, not the loudest thing in the session. Now we add the top percussion layer. This is your motion layer, not a second drum kit. That distinction matters a lot. The top loop should create forward movement and texture without stepping on the snare or kicking the center image out from under the mix. A good chain for this layer is EQ8, auto filter, saturator, and utility. High pass it fairly aggressively, usually somewhere in the 250 to 500 Hz range, so it stays out of the way of the body of the drums. If it gets harsh, pull down a little around 6 to 9 kHz. Use auto filter to darken it a bit. This is especially useful in deep jungle, because overly bright percussion can make the whole track feel cheap and busy. A bit of saturation, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive with soft clip-on, can help the loop sit better and feel less sterile. For width, be careful. You can open it up a little if it's just a sparkle layer, but don't let it get so wide that the center loses focus. The most important thing in DNB is that the kick snare axis still feels strong. A good test is this. If you mute the top loop and the groove instantly collapses, it's probably too loud. If you mute it and the track feels flatter but still works, you're in the right zone. Now let's build the ghost percussion layer. This is where the jungle atmosphere starts to get spooky and immersive. Ghost percussion is the low-level stuff you almost feel more than hear. Reverse shuffles, filtered rim hits, tiny break fragments, distant tails, vinyl texture, little rhythmic shadows. For this layer, think dark and subtle. A chain like auto filter, reverb, EQ8, and utility works really well. Use auto filter to shape it into a narrow band or a darker high pass texture. Then add reverb, but keep it controlled. You want atmosphere, not a swamp. A decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds is a solid starting range, with predelay around 10 to 25 milliseconds and a high cut somewhere around 4 to 7 kHz. Dry slash wet should usually stay pretty low, maybe 10 to 25%. After that, clean it up with a Q8. Cut anything muddy around 250 to 500 Hz and trim low end aggressively below 120 to 180 Hz. This layer should add depth and mist, not weight. And on utility, pull the gain down more than you think. Ghost layers should earn their place by vibe, not volume. Now for the organic texture layer. This is the part that makes the beat feel like it lives in a physical place. Congas, bongos, sticks, wooden hits, tribal percussion, little Foley details, all of that stuff can add a real sense of environment. A clean chain here is a Q8, drum bus, echo or reverb, then utility. High pass the low end, usually around 120 to 200 Hz, maybe higher if the sample is thick. If there are annoying low mid resonances, remove them. Then add a bit of drum bus for density and transient shape. You don't need much, just enough to make the hit feel more present and tactile. If you use echo, keep the repeats dark and controlled. Short rhythmic delay times like 1/8, 1/8T, or 1/16D can work nicely, but the feedback should stay modest so it doesn't clutter the groove. This is a really good place to think in terms of call and response. Let the main break speak, then answer it with a small conga phrase or a wooden hit. Leave space on one bar, answer on the next bar, drop it out before a fill, then bring it back before the next section. That kind of phrasing makes the groove feel alive instead of looped. Now let's talk about something that saves people a lot of pain: balance with clip gain and faders before effects. This is huge. Don't try to fix everything with processing. First, balance the raw layers. Set the main break as the anchor. Bring in the top loop quietly. Add the ghost layer until it's barely noticeable but definitely felt. Then bring in the organic texture until it feels musical and intentional. Not just there, because the sample sounded cool soloed. A very workable rough balance is this. The main break is the loudest percussion element. The top loop is usually 6 to 12 dB lower. The ghost layer might be 10 to 18 dB lower. The organic texture may need to sit very low, especially if it has reverb on it. A great teacher move here is to keep monitoring at a lower volume while balancing. Deep jungle percussion can feel amazing loud, but the real test is whether the groove still reads quietly. If it works at a modest volume, you've probably got a solid balance. Next, we carve out frequency space. Every layer needs a role. The main break owns the punch and transient authority. The top loop mostly lives in the upper mids and highs. The ghost layer is ambience and detail. The organic texture often sits in the mid-range, but filtered carefully. And the bass owns the low end, usually below around 80 to 120 Hz depending on your arrangement. If the top loop makes the snare less sharp, cut a little around 2 to 4 kHz. If the organic layer is crowding the snare body, dip around 180 to 350 Hz. If the ghost layer feels scratchy, tame 6 to 8 kHz. And if the break is fighting the bass harmonics, use a Q8 to carve a small space where the bass is strongest in the upper harmonic region. If needed, use a Q8 in mid-side mode to keep the center cleaner and push some of the competing brightness toward the sides or out of the way. Just remember, width is not a free upgrade. Wide percussion can sound impressive soloed, but if the center loses weight, the whole track gets weaker. Now let's glue the percussion together on a bus. Route all of the percussion layers to a perc bus and add glue compressor first. This is about making the stack feel like one organism instead of four unrelated samples. A ratio of 2:1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is usually enough. Then, if needed, add a little VQ to clean the bus, maybe a subtle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. You can follow with a touch of saturator or drum bus for a hint of density and utility if the bus feels too wide. The main idea is cohesion. You don't want the layers to sound like they were pasted together. You want them to feel like they're breathing in the same room. Now let's make it move across the arrangement, because a deep jungle track should never feel static. Use automation to shift the percussion balance over time. In the intro, you might only have ghost layers and filtered textures. In the first drop, bring in the full break and keep the top loop restrained. In the midsection, strip out one percussion layer for tension. In the variation, bring in a reversed hit or a fresh phrase. In the outro, let the ghost layers and delay tails take over again. Good automation targets here are filter cutoff, reverb dry slash wet, utility gain, bus saturation amount, and echo feedback for transitions. These moves often make a section feel bigger without actually adding more sounds. That's the magic of control and contrast. And always, always test the full stack with the bassline and snare. Never judge percussion in solo only. A layer can sound amazing alone and still wreck the full mix. Ask yourself, does the percussion steal attention from the snare? Does the bass lose weight when everything plays? Does the groove still move when the sub is active? Does the atmosphere enhance the track, or just make it cloudy? That final rebalance step after the bass is in is essential. In drum and bass, the drums, bass, and atmosphere are constantly negotiating space. A few common mistakes to watch out for: too many layers, too much low end in every sample, overwidening the top loop, drowning everything in reverb, and compressing the life out of the main break. Also, don't forget the snare. In DNB, the snare is a major anchor. Percussion should frame it, not blur it. Here are a few pro moves to keep in your pocket. Darken the top layers instead of just lowering them. A darker percussion loop often sounds more expensive and more mature in heavy DNB.